proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, the British are coming. Dale Whitaker for Secretary of State. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier. Once again, your favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. Hey, everyone, head on over to churchandstate.media and take advantage of all of these great shows. We've had a changeover as of late within really Washington State and GOP politics. There's a number of great individuals that are running for these different offices. And even though I'm not a Republican, I support them because they're good people and I like them for the most part. I'm making fun of you a little bit. He hasn't been introduced yet, but mute his microphone so he can't say anything. All right. Anyway. But you're going to want to share this episode because these are the type of people that you want to support in local politics and at the state level as well. Also, take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. And, you know, he's kind of an expert on gold. So gold and silver. Gold and silver are the assets that you need to be supporting or purchasing, in order to make sure that you're okay. Because there's so much coming down at us as of late. I mean, every single time you turn on the news or look up a story on the internet, it's like doom and gloom. I'm telling you, things don't look good for America and the world right now. But you can rest assured if you have some gold and some silver physically. Not in your portfolio. Don't buy stocks. No. You want the physical gold and silver. So go on over to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Talk to Andrew Cercini or one of his guys and use that promo code Church and State. Also, if you want to donate specifically to us, just hit that donate button right there at the top of our website. Super simple. Wait, where'd it go? Oh, there it is. It used to be simple. But anyway, hit that donate button. Support us as we remain on the American Christian Network. And last but not least, if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. All right. Couple of events that I'll bring on our guest. Number one, the Vax Unvax bus is coming to Spokane. You're going to want to be at this event. It's going to have some phenomenal speakers. April 19th, 2024. Well, of course, it's 2024. 12929 East Sprague Avenue starts at 8 a.m. They're going to have a number of people that are coming in and giving their testimony of vaccine injuries or family members who were injured by the vaccines. And then the speakers start at 4, goes from 4 to 6 p.m. So remember that one. Also, we have General Flynn coming to Spokane. This is going to be the 25th. Meeting starts at 5 p.m. The movie is going to start at 6:30 p.m. $35 a ticket. Just go to the flynnmovie.com and you can purchase your tickets. Just scroll down on the live tour and you'll be able to purchase your tickets. And remember, for Church and State fans, if you buy a ticket and then screenshot it and send it to us at churchandstate1776@proton.me. Well, guess what? You're going to be part of a contest that we give away 5 free signed books by General Flynn, and you get a chance to meet the general. So make sure to do that. All right. With that, let's bring on my guest. Now, Dale Whitaker is actually a friend of mine, and because of that, I support him wholly. But he's an individual. He's an interesting. He's got a very interesting story. I joked that the British are coming, but he is. He's a British. Was a British citizen. Now he's a proud United States citizen. He ran We Believe We Vote for quite some time, and he really took that organization to the next level. I mean, it was already a very good organization. They were doing a lot of great things, but he ensured that Christians were actually represented. Actual true Christians. He had a. Algorithms that he established in order to make sure that real Christians were running for these offices. He knows finances. That's actually his small business. And now he's running for Secretary of State. So, Dale, thanks for joining us on Church and State once again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, number one, the first question is always the why. Why are you running for this office? I mean, what have you seen out there that made you say, you know, I got to do something. I'm going to run.
I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, growing up in the UK, my family members don't vote. None of them. I don't know one family member that is an immediate family member or an extended family member that votes. Voter apathy is very real. It has been for a long time in the UK. So for me, seeing increased voter apathy and seeing decreased voter turnouts is a huge red flag for me. And I think the best thing that we can do to stifle this is to reinstill faith in the electorate that when they show up to vote, their ballot's going to be counted and their voice is going to be heard. If we don't get this right, if we don't get this fundamental thing right, where there's faith in the system itself, then anything that happens after that is really irrelevant. Whether who you vote into the legislature won't matter. What bills they're voting for won't matter, because there's always going to be a question mark over whether they should be there. And I think that's a dangerous place to be. So for me, my goal is just to be the most transparent Secretary of State we've ever had. I want to get in there, get the voter rolls cleaned up. I want to make sure that there are only people that are on those voter rolls that are eligible to vote. And I really just want to be the most transparent Secretary of State we've ever seen.
I think that's so necessary, because let's talk about 2020. Do we have to, right? Yeah, no, let's talk about 2020. You know, a lot of people in this circle, in the conservative circles, they have a lot of questions about 2020. They don't believe the results that Joe Biden was actually elected to be the president of the United States. And we all remember that things that go bump in the night, where all of a sudden, you know, we all went to bed thinking Donald Trump won, and then boom, all of a sudden it just shifted and Joe Biden's the clear winner, right? And the answer from the Biden administration is to say, this is total lie. We've debunked this. Oh, and it, by the way, if you support this, we're going to come after you. And you might even face prison time if you question the election, right? For myself, banned off of YouTube for questioning the election, right? And so there is a lot of apathy. I'm glad that you pointed that out. A lot of people are just tired of it. They don't believe in the system anymore. And even if they are still willing to vote, like, does it even count anymore? Does it really matter what I do? And so for you to say something like, I want to be the most transparent, I want to restore this to the American public, I think is just phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, listen, whether or not you believe the election was stolen or not, you know, the Democrats said it in 2016, and then the conservatives were saying it in 2020. So whether or not you believe or don't believe that, that isn't the issue. The issue is that if there's even a question mark, if there's even a slight doubt in your mind when you're dropping that ballot off in the ballot box, that you're, that, hey, is this actually going to matter? You know, if that doubt is there, and if you walk away from that not feeling satisfied that your voice will be heard, no matter what the outcome is, then we have a problem. And we're seeing this increase over time, little by little. Spokane County had a really low voter turnout last year, and we typically do in off-cycle years. However, it was lower than it's been in a while. So for me, the reality is that we need someone in there that's going to use everything within their power to put together policies and procedures that will secure the elections within the Secretary of State's office. Things that cannot be done via internal policy and procedure, pressure needs to be put on the legislature, and we need to tell the legislature, these are the things that are broken and need to be fixed. If the legislature won't act, then what are we going to do? Well, we're going to bang a very loud drum, and we're going to come to we the people, and we're going to tell everyone, guys, these are the findings that we have. This is what's going on, and this is what we can do to change it.
I like that. You know, voter apathy drives me nuts because it's the easiest way to engage in our republic.
And it costs you nothing, but a little bit of time.
It really doesn't, right? It's so simple. And even in Washington State, they mail it to you. I mean, and now that's might be one of the problems, and we can talk about that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But no, it's so simple to vote, and all it takes is a little bit of education to make sure that you're actually voting properly for the people that will truly represent you, and then just mark it on the ballot. Like, I get excited when it's election season. This is like my Super Bowl. I don't care about sports, but I love elections. Mm-hmm. I like to see who's actually stepping up to the plate, and I like identifying the enemies and figuring out. It's like a puzzle sometimes, you know, because a lot of these people won't actually say who they are. And that's the kind of the bane of politicians. Now, it's easy to get up here and to say, this is what I'm going to do, right? This is my platform. But you actually have a step-by-step process that you want to implement to ensure that our elections are actually safe and secure.
Yeah, so for me, the very first thing that we need to do is get in there and audit those voter rolls. The second thing we need to do is put processes and procedures in place that we can open up to third-party audits. The only reason that we shouldn't allow third-party audits is if we have something to hide. If the system itself is as good as they say it is, and as good as it's being touted, then we should have a vetting process, not a selecting process, of who gets to audit our systems. Of course, we do not want the Chinese Communist Party, Russia, or anyone else, any other third-party nations getting into that and vetting these systems, obviously. So the vetting system needs to be rigorous. There needs to be a high standard. But the system itself needs to just be a vetting process, not a selection process. If we do that, then organizations that you're a member of can apply, they can go in, they can actually do their own audits, and then they can report back to you. Because listen, we're all members of different organizations that we trust, right? So if that organization has the opportunity to ensure to you as a member of that organization that, hey, this actually is good, things are going on the right track, we're doing the right things here, then that instills confidence back into the electorate. You can tell your friends and so on and so on. So we are really laying out a very fundamental plan of actionable items that we can put together that are achievable. It's going to be a battle. We know this. We know that we're going to get a lot of pushback, probably from the legislature, from the left. But the reality is that this isn't even a partisan issue. Every single citizen that has a question mark over this system should be getting behind me and saying, go find out what's really going on. Dale, we want you to unturn all of the stones. We want you to tell us what's happening.
Yeah. So when you say, for the audience's benefit, when you say clean it up, what exactly do you mean? Are you saying, maybe dead people shouldn't be allowed to vote? Is that one of the things that should maybe potentially clean up in our election process?
Yeah, that's like a fundamental thing that we should be doing. But no, even the motor voter thing, that's a huge, huge issue. We need to create checks and balances that when we receive those motor voter applications, that those people are actually citizens and eligible to vote. When I was here for the first 7 years I was in the United States, I was a green card holder. It never once crossed my mind that I should go register to vote. I knew I didn't have that right. Fundamentally, I just knew that wasn't a right that I had. I wanted that right. So what did I do? I became a citizen, and I did it the right way. I did it legally. And it took time and it took a lot of money and effort, but it was worth it because we do live on the greatest nation on earth.
Amen to that. I also wanted to inform the audience of this. You are in a unique position to take this, to run for this office because you've actually been a whistleblower before.
Yep.
Now, for the audience, you might not understand exactly what that is. Dale saw corruption in a system that he was involved in, and he blew the whistle on it. And that's the kind of person that I want in political office, who will say, I don't care if it's the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And the public needs to know about it. Can you address that just a little bit?
Yeah. So in 2017, I found out that a company that I'd actually helped, I was the third hire for that company. I helped them take them from a zero to $40 million a year company. I found out that they were defrauding our customers of millions of dollars. And once I had found out and realized what they were doing on the sales floor and what was going on, I gathered as much evidence as I could of wrongdoing, and I filed subsequent whistleblower complaints with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodities Futures Trade Commission. There's been actually quite a few of those businesses within that industry that have been sued over the past year and a half to the tune of over $100 million. I'm really passionate about doing the right thing, even in the face of personal loss. I was making a lot of money, and we had no backup plan. My wife and I had no backup plan, but it was the right thing to do. And that's what I am about. I just want to do the right thing. Civic duty is about the people, not about me. So if I have to eat some personal cost in order to do the right thing for the people, that's what I'm going to do.
See, and that's the testimony that I love to hear. As someone who operates kind of outside of the kind of status normal, the two-party system, I don't really operate in that because I just want the Constitution obeyed. I just want morality to return to the United States of America. But when I hear that somebody is willing to take those steps to do what is right, regardless of the consequences, regardless of the persecution, that's the type of person that I want to support. There's going to be a number of candidates that are going to emerge or have already announced for this specific position. But when I see, you know, Dale here as an individual who's willing to stand up for what is right, the guy's got my support. And ladies and gentlemen, I highly recommend that you check this guy out, because that's the type of person that I want to send over to Olympia.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. And, you know, anyone can reach out to me directly too, and, you know, visit my website. But, you know, the reality is that civic duty, and I think we've lost this quite a lot, is our elected officials, not always, but most of the time in the past, you know, two decades, they've forgotten what civic duty is about. It isn't about you as an individual, your ego, your pride. It's about the people that you represent. And in order to reinstill faith in that process, the only way you're going to do that is rolling up your sleeves and getting involved. Whether that's with my campaign or another local campaign that you have, there's always work to be done. And that's going to be the unfortunate reality for the rest of time. But it's worth it, because we have been blessed with the best constitution in the world, the longest standing constitution, and listen, just unequivocally the best nation in the world.
No, I completely agree with everything you just said there. And I want to go through a little bit more of your platform here, because, you know, and I'd like for you to talk a little bit about We Believe We Vote on this first question, actually, because one of your things is enhancing election security. Mm-hmm. And you also have embracing innovation. These are two of your platforms. Now, you're not just one of those individuals that says that, yeah, this is my platform, this is what I want to do. You've actually done this, and you did this in We Believe We Vote specifically, and it improved the organization vastly. So can you address that for the audience?
Yeah, so I guess this question is more along the lines of what qualifies you. And the reality is, in my accounting profession, I've participated in and been part of audits. That's just to checks and balances. But in the capacity with We Believe We Vote, we actually built a rudimentary system from the ground up that basically laid the groundwork for that, that we can have a certain degree in accuracy, that when people are responding to questions, that the things that they state that they believe are actually things that they do believe. It's not 100%, but it gets pretty darn close. And it gives us just that checks and balances in whether or not when you respond to that survey, that you're being truthful about your answer. It doesn't necessarily mean that people are intentionally lying, but it gives us a good degree of certainty that what they say they believe is what they believe. And again, this just comes back to simple checks and balances. It's just a case of, okay, how do we offset what someone's saying versus what they're doing, right? I mean, that's very simple. You take what they're saying, you apply it to their voting record or what they've done publicly or what they said publicly. And if those things, those two things don't correlate and match up, then you can smell a rat and you can say, well, something isn't quite right here. What is that? And how do you do that? You reach out to that individual, that whether it's a candidate or an incumbent, and you reach out and you say, hey, these two things aren't jiving for me. Can I get an answer on it? And as a representative of the people, you should get a response.
Amen to that, right? Yeah, you also have here strengthening community ties. Now, every politician is going to say this, right? Because that's it's a feel-good platform to have, right? Yeah. I want to embrace the community. I want to make them part of the process. But what are you going to specifically do to actually strengthen community ties with government and the people that they represent?
Well, first and foremost, we need to, again, reinstill faith in the electorate that, so for example, let's just take election observers, right? Oftentimes they're told, step back, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, why not? Like, they're part of our community. They want this process to be good, just like the rest of us. So giving them the opportunity and letting them know, hey, when you show up, your time is valuable, just like everyone else's. You should be allowed to do your job. So first and foremost, engaging with those organizations, whether, again, Republican, Democrat, in between, it doesn't matter, so that they know that when they show up to do their job, they can do it efficiently. And reinstill faith in those organizations that, hey, you get to do your job by overseeing these elections, and you get to call out the things that need to be called out, that need to be checked. And along with that, working with the county auditors to make sure they're doing their job in their community outreach to ensure that their community knows that their elections processes are safe.
I like it. It's pretty simple. Honestly, most politicians, and I don't refer to you as a politician, you're more of a statesman. You're doing it for the right reasons. But you know, most of them, you ask a question like that and you're going to get the political mumbo jumbo and you're going to have to decipher that. And you walk away scratching your head, like, wait, what did they just say? You know, they just filled my head with 10 minutes of a response and there was nothing to it. It was completely vapid. Right. You also have on here, which is, I find very interesting, lowering the cost of doing business. So this is just a mind blowing idea for me. I thought government was always really expensive. I mean, we remember the stories of $100 hammers, you know, that Congress was purchasing, right? Now, doesn't government have to spend a ton of our money in order to make sure that they run efficiently?
No, I mean, so let's go back to the example with We Believe We Vote and the systems that were built there. We did that with two software engineers, and myself. You know, I didn't take a salary for the majority of my time at We Believe We Vote, but, you know, we did invest heavily, and it does sometimes cost money up front. But in the long run, you build these systems so that they don't fail, so that you don't have to have staff there all the time monitoring them. So a couple of things we can do is one of the things that I'm going to do as well when I first get into Secretary of State is I'm going to look over the budget. I'm going to see where our funds truly coming from, how are we fully funded, and ensure that we are streamlining processes so that we can save the taxpayer money. And two, I'm going to make sure that I build a team around me that understands you are here as a representative of the people. Your paycheck is dependent on you representing the people in a way that is efficient. You don't get to be here if you don't take that responsibility seriously. And third, if I can then cut costs by streamlining processes and getting an efficient team, which I believe I can do, I want to lower the cost of LLC formation fees, these annual renewal fees. You know, my wife and I both have small businesses. We're spending, I think it's 40, 45 bucks or something like that for an annual renewal fee that has zero changes to it. And it takes 3 minutes and I'm paying 40 bucks for I suppose, privilege of relaying to the government that nothing has changed in my business. Well, listen, it's one thing if you have changes and so on. I don't think it's a $40 thing, but I think that there's some things, you know, it does cost money to maintain databases. But if there are no changes, there's no inherent cost. So I'm going to be looking at that. I'm going to, you know, I'm not promising anything. But what I'm saying is we're going to take a darn hard look at it because, you know, the cost of doing business in Washington State is skyrocketing. We've got to do something about it because small businesses are fundamental to this state, just like they are any state in the union.
Absolutely. I mean, church and state is an LLC. So right there, you got my vote. Let's lower the costs associated with the LLC. Absolutely. I wanted to take a minute to talk about, you know, this elitist mentality. And what I mean by that is the great divide in Washington State. And that's the Cascade, you know, range. Mm-hmm. There's this idea that the only way that a politician is even electable is if they're from the West Side, right? They ignore the eastern part of Washington. You know, it's like the redheaded stepchild that they really don't want any part of. And we've seen as of late a number of politicians that have emerged that are from Eastern Washington that are resonating throughout all of Washington State.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know those phone calls, these back channel phone calls, the backroom meetings that they occur, because I've been involved in politics long enough to understand the system. Well, you'll get the phone calls. Hey, you know, you might want to look at stepping down, getting out of the way for the mm-hmm. one that could actually potentially win here.
Yeah, I've had one of those.
Oh, have you? Oh, mm-hmm. See, it happens, right? So just take a moment to address that, because there's so many Western Washington voters that desire somebody that really wants to get into the system and change it for the positive.
So in a way I do, you know, I have had one of those conversations, but I do, so I'm kind of torn on this issue because I do kind of understand it. I understand that there is name recognition, that there's electability issues, viability, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And ultimately you have to go out to people and you have to ask them to help fund your campaign, right? So the state party, I guess, has an obligation to those who are donating to them and then also to the candidates that they endorse that they have the best chance of winning. But what I think this comes down to is that people on the east side have been historically kind of blacklisted and told, like, you're not a viable candidate. You need to be in Olympia. You need to be from, you know, King County, Pierce County, Snohomish County to have kind of that community involvement to get enough name recognition. But I just don't think that's true. I think that you have a message that resonates with people and you understand what the people want. You understand where they're coming from and you don't have to agree on it, agree on everything. But at least if you have a fundamental understanding and acknowledge that there are issues that can be solved, I think that any candidate from whether you're rural, whether you're suburban, whether you're from a big city, you're a viable candidate if you are doing it for the right reasons.
Amen. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. I think what it requires really is audience participation. And that's what we need from citizens of the United States to stop viewing everything that's occurring with some sort of detached amusement. Like, yeah. I don't really pay attention to that. You know, you all pay attention to these presidential races and you're watching these, some even aren't even doing that, but you're watching these and it's not about necessarily, you know, who's from which state, like, you know, he's from Texas, so he can win. Hey, you know, Donald Trump is a great example of this. He's a businessman. Right. Mm. But people, the message resonated and people voted for him. We need more audience participation in the state of Washington to say, you know, I don't care if this one is the electable one, if he's got the greatest name recognition. Let's hear them in a debate. Let's hear them discuss in an open forum all of their different ideas and their platforms. And then I'll decide who is electable.
Yeah,
that's what we need in this great republic that we call home.
And what I would encourage people to do, too, is you know, obviously always listen to good advice, always talk to your neighbors and find out who it is that they're voting for, if they're willing to get to talk to you about that. And within your sphere of influence, the reality is, money wins elections. But don't allow your dollars to be gatekept by an ideology that you think you believe in. Go talk to the candidate themselves. You know, don't let someone else talk to them for you. You go talk to that candidate, reach out to them via email, whatever it takes. I know I've made over 200 phone calls in the last week, right?
And some of them have been me.
And I've been reaching out to all the county chairs, all the state committee men and women. We're now working through all the delegates. I send an email to the delegates. I genuinely want them to understand what my positions are and hear their positions too. And to get to a position where they know they can trust me.
That's good. I hate to cut you off, but yep, we're running out of time on the interview and I wanted to make sure that you pitched your website and had some closing statements.
Yeah. So if you are looking to support my campaign, visit whitakerforwa.com. You can also email me at info@whitakerforwa.com. I am the only person that monitors that email, so I will get it. If I don't get back to you right away, I will. Give me a day or two. You can also call me directly on my cell phone at 509-251-3742, 509-251-3742. That goes directly to my cell phone. Again, if you don't get me directly, leave me a message and I'll call you back within a day or two.
All right. Well, hey, we really appreciate your time here on Church and State and you got my support 100%.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, the British might have the solution here. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to BH-PM.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to BH-PM.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's a 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a 2-for-1 there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code Church and State. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2. The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.